There's a threat in the world today. A threat to our way of living, a threat to our society, and maybe even a threat to our very existence. And what is this threat?
It's the boys from Black and White Sports. That's what it is.
What's going on, everybody?
What's happening?
What's happening? Hey, we got a quick preview coming for you.
Yes.
Once again, it's Black and White Sports.
Black and White Sports, baby. You know who we are.
The one, the ass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll do a quick baseball preview for the World Series.
The World Series, folks. I can't, man, I've been waiting for a while.
Well, I have kind of, but NBA started, so I was kind of locked up. But yes, but you have to watch the World Series.
Yes.
If you're a sports fan, you have to watch the World Series. Yes, this is like the top of the.
Even it's like the NHL playoffs. You get to the Stanley Cup. You want to watch it every so often, at least, even if you're not a hockey fan. Baseball, man, it's America's pastime is what they call it.
Yeah.
And
well, they've been playing it the longest.
It's the World Series.
It's the World Series.
It's the World Series, folks.
We got a pretty good matchup.
Yeah. I really thought Houston was going to pull it out, but no, they got.
Hey, man,
pummeled.
I told you, man, that pitching and that the pitch. Boston has known pitching, good pitching that everybody knows about, but they're underrated pitching.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Because everybody looks at their bats. Everybody looks at their offense, and it's like, well, that's all they are. But, I mean, we'll look at the guy starting tonight, Chris Sales. My guy is lights out.
Yeah, he is. Look who's on the other side.
Hey, Clayton Kershaw. I've always liked him because he's got the rough mountain man look, and he's got the high leg kick, and he throws heat, buddy.
He's good. He's good, really good, folks.
But, hey, man, again, I'm going to say what I said when we first started the preview, when we did the little baseball thing for our YouTube clips. This Boston lineup, man, I picked them at the beginning of the year, and here they are in the World Series. That lineup is hard to pitch through.
It is.
You can get through them once, but you're not getting through them twice, and you're definitely not going three times.
And there's a possibility that we could see both of these aces out three games in this series. You know, tonight, and then game four, and then game seven. Potentially game seven.
Yeah, I mean,
I definitely say Kershaw is going to be the game 7-1 if it goes that far.
Yeah, the only thing I'm worried about right now with Kershaw is the fact that he did pitch the end of game seven.
Yeah, 3 days ago.
In the NLCS.
Right.
So, I mean, I know it wasn't a complete start, but
he'll be all right. He's a big boy.
But this is the World Series. You got to suck it up.
Yeah, this is it.
I mean, I like Boston to take game one.
Man, see, honestly, I see, and this is Kershaw's first pitching appearance in Boston. So the vibe is going to be just astronomical for him. The pressure that he's going to feel on that mound is going to be so heavy. But I still think that Kershaw pulls off a win in Boston for game one.
All right, you've just been going against Boston the whole time, and it has not worked out for you at all.
You know what?
And you look what they did to Houston, 3-1. Oh, they went,
man, 4-1.
They was 4-1. They was hitting dingers everywhere.
Man, that one night we were sitting here last week, I think it was, and watching their center fielder. God, I can't remember his name. I just thought of it.
Mookie.
Yeah, there you go. Cracked that grand slam. I was like,
oh, what? Mookie didn't hit that.
Oh, who was it?
It
was a center fielder.
Well, it wasn't Mookie. He didn't hit it. He was on base. He was on third.
It wasn't him. Sean, everybody feels pressure. First time, especially at Boston. I understand that. Come on. Let's get real. Let's get real, man. Everybody has it, but he's going to win. He's going to pull out the W for the Dodgers.
All right. I just hope the bats come up. And, you know, Yasir Puig is, you know, he's.
Well, how many times is somebody on the Dodgers team going to get fined or investigated, per se, as far as kicking people or, you know.
Hey. I mean, I don't want to take them from Boston. You know, they were there last year, and they know what they're doing.
Yep.
But, man, it's Boston's year. Rookie manager.
I just, And I just don't want to see them win their like sixth one in 16 years.
You know what I mean? You got your rookie manager. He's going to be he's going to be manager of the year.
So,
and you got your AL, the AL MVP in Mookie, and you got your batting leader in Martinez. Man, this is ridiculous. You got Golden Glovers on the team. You got Chris Sales could be your Cy Young. You know what I mean? It's nice right now over in Boston.
The whole city. I mean, look at the NFL.
You, DJ. There he is. What up, DJ?
He was up there. That's kind of what's going on in Boston, in Massachusetts, in Boston. You got the Patriots have a big franchise. You got the Red Sox with a franchise. You got the Celtics with a franchise.
And you got the Bruins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't forget those. Yeah.
I mean, it's just what they do up here. They drink tea.
They were on Devlin. No, you weren't in the World Series last year. You were right there, though. You were almost there.
Right, you were in the ALCS. Houston went because they won. They beat the Dodgers in six games.
Was it the Dodgers last year?
Yeah.
Okay. I've slept since then, man.
What's going on, DJ? What's happening, my man? Just doing a little shout out for your Red Sox, and we will be at the tavern tomorrow just to give a quick PDA.
There you go. 802 Southwest Street live show tomorrow, 7:30
for our weekly sports podcast.
And we will not, just to let everybody know, we will not be there next Wednesday because we have a couple trick-or-treaters that we're going to play the daddy role for the night.
Yes.
And so on Halloween, we'll be out trick-or-treating with our kids. But tomorrow night, we will be there. And we will be back there the following week, which I think is like the 7th.
Yeah, right after we vote.
Sure.
Yeah, I got to vote in. All right. So, hey, everybody get ready for the World Series. And we're going to go ahead and
– Well, since you got – You think Boston's going to win the series?
I do. I think Boston's going to win in six.
Okay. Dodgers in seven, folks.
Well, there you have it. You got the one, you got the ass, Black and White Sports, World Series preview.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy the games.
Real quick, again, you can follow us on Twitter at BW Sports One, at BW Sports Damon, at BW Sports Dan. Check us out on the YouTube, the SoundCloud, the iTunes, the Google Play, whichever one you prefer. Look up at BW Sports One. We will see you tomorrow at the Tavern, 802 Southwest Street.
Deuces.
Hey, Damon.
Yes, sir.
What if I told you that in 5 minutes you could make your pain 50% better by doing one or two movements to correct your symmetry?
I would either call you guide or a knowledgeable person.
Well, motionawaypain.com, that's how.
Awesome. I like anything that takes away pain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don Green and MotionAwayPain.com is a new method to get the weekend warrior back on the field, heal injuries faster, and kick that nagging 10-year-old sciatica to the curb.
Nothing like a whole bunch of old people trying to live their youth.
This is true. This is true. Visit MotionAwayPain.com for a free lesson or a free consultation with Dawn today.
Well, I'm going to go check her out.